This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. National Congress of American Indians President Fawn Sharp says Indian country is ready to work on a transition with the next presidential administration. She talked about it during a town hall Thursday. Sharp says Indian country has a role and NCAI is ready to advocate for tribes.
You know, this week we worked on the 2021 transitional plan. And in each one of those areas, if you look at it, it's quite an extensive document. The board has gone over it. We wanted to get it out to the Congress. And that's going to be the roadmap. But ultimately, we know there's some foundational principles of holding our trustee accountable, standing on tribal sovereignty, and ensuring that not only do we have an opportunity to close that economic gap that we knew existed prior to the pandemic, but as this country readies itself in the aftermath of COVID, we cannot be left out and we must be at the table.
Joe Biden is moving forward on transition plans, even as President Trump has still not conceded the election. Members of the Biden-Harris transition teams were announced this week, which includes Native Americans. Teams will review federal agencies to help prepare for a transition. Tribal leaders would like to see Congresswoman Deb Haaland be appointed as Secretary of the Interior. Sharp says it's time to have a Native American seated in that cabinet position.
To grow as tribal nations, we have to keep our eyes on, you know, those next step and that progression. And so being able to elevate our champions that come from, you know, within Indian country. And we have so many talented people all across champions for our tribes that there is going to be a place for them. And I think it's not a question of if, but when we're going to have a Native American seated in that cabinet. And I'm confident that this is the time, this is the term, this is the moment. This is a very sacred moment.
Tribal leaders and Native organizations are signing on to a letter of support for Haaland to be named Secretary of the Interior. The National Congress of American Indians worked on tribal priorities for the next administration this week, along with many other issues during the organization's annual convention, which was held virtually due to COVID-19 health and safety concerns. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota is preparing to take additional measures to address rising cases of COVID-19 on its reservation. Chairman Harold Frazier talked about a possible lockdown Thursday during his daily radio address on KIPI. Frazier says they're looking at how other tribes in South Dakota are tackling COVID-19 and have consulted with the Oglala Sioux Tribe.
We visited with Pine Ridge, Oglala, their medical people, the other day. I visited with them twice, and I know that it's all over the media that they went into a 7-day lockdown, and we asked them, you know, how that helped, and the thing that got our attention was when they first went into lockdown, they had over 514 positive or active cases, 514 active cases, and then after the lockdown, they dropped down to 79, but however, I can see they're starting to climb again. So it appears that this lockdown does work.
Frazier says plans are not finalized and will go before the tribal council Friday. As of Thursday, there were 285 active COVID-19 cases on the reservation. Frazier says health officials are projecting with daily numbers the tribe could hit 400 or more by Monday, which could have impacts on the health system. Mass COVID-19 testing will take place on the reservation next week. The Institute of American Indian Arts is kicking off a virtual holiday market Monday. The marketplace features work by students, staff, and alumni to help them sell their art during the pandemic. The market can be found online at iaia.edu. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.